As we have been discussing in our Shiurim, on Shabbos, one may walk outside wearing a malbush or a tachshit. But as we have also mentioned, only if what is being worn is a malbush or a tachshit, if it falls into one of those two categories, is the halacha that it may be worn on Shabbos. But if something is not able to be fall into one of those two categories of a malbush or a tachshit, the halach is that one may not wear such an item on Shabbos. And as we mentioned before, certainly one may not carry such an item out on Shabbos. In our shiur today, we will attempt to, at the beginning at least, identify what is considered a malbush and what is included in the category of a malbush. The first rule, as the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Pei Gimel, and then he repeats it again in Sif Katan Kuf Tazayin, says, in order to be considered a malbush, it must be something that the person wears on a regular basis, something that's considered an article of clothing and is worn on a regular basis, that is considered a malbush. It has to come, as we will discuss in future shiurim, to protect the person's body, or the person's body needs it. He normally wears it, and as we've discussed previously, it has to be something that is worn in that location. And in fact, therefore, it's very possible that different articles of clothing that were certainly considered a malbush in the times of Chazal would not be necessarily be considered a article of clothing Bizman Hazeh. But we need to discuss about a very fundamental issue, which is actually, of course, addressed in the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis. If an item is identified as a malbush, but it's not a malbush that I normally wear, is that enough for it to be considered a malbush? Clearly, the Gemara opinion is that as soon as an item is considered a malbush, even if it's not a malbush for me particularly, that would be considered a malbush. Where do we see that? Because the Gemara discusses the sak shel royim, the sack that's worn by the royim, that the halacha is that everybody, says the Gemara, haroyim yoytzim besakin, and says the Gemara, v'loy haroyim belvar amru, el kol odom. Everybody may wear a sack, el shadakim sharoyim lotzeis besakin. What is our Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us that as long as it's a beged, it may be worn. And therefore, let's say there's an individual who normally wears a regular suit, and you have another individual who wears a long coat, a bekisha, a frock. The halacha would be that the individual who wears the suit, if you wore the long coat or vice versa, clearly from our Gemara, it's clear that that would still fall into the category of a malbush. However, what becomes very interesting also that we see from this Gemara is as follows. If one wears something that is not considered a malbush or not considered a tachshit, as we've said earlier, the halacha would be that that individual would be considered as carrying a masri. But as the Gemara also indicates, just because someone is carrying a masri doesn't make that he's chayiv for carrying Shabbos for chiyuv chatas. And the reason being, because if it's not worn or carried in the normal way, it's considered hotzah kalachiyad. And therefore, the Gemara discussed why, when a woman wears a ring that she normally doesn't wear, is she chayiv, when she wears a tabas, she yeshua chayisim, which the Gemara says is considered a masui for women, because women did not wear such rings, so why does, is it considered that she's chayiv chatos? Isn't that considered haitzah kalach yad? So the Gemara, again on that Samach Beis Amin Aleph said, Amr b'yirmiya b'isha gizbaris askinen. And the definition of isha gizbaris is a woman who is in business. And even though most women in the times of Chazal at least did not wear a tabash yeshua chaysim, this woman, because of her position, did wear a tabash yeshua chaysim. But clearly, an isha gizbaris is not your typical woman. So we find here a very interesting phenomenon in the halacha. On one hand, to be identified as a malbush, all it has to be is that it's considered a normal malbush for people. As soon as it's considered a normal malbush for a certain segment of the population, it becomes a malbush for everyone else. But in identifying if something is considered haitzah kalachiyad or not kalachiyad, there the halacha will be very different. The halacha will be that for kalachiyad, we don't look at the population, we look at every person individually. And if this person normally wears such a beged, then it will be considered a full-fledged situation of haitzah. If the person normally doesn't wear it, then it's kalachiyad. Which really, if we continue looking in the Gemara, is very relevant to further in the Gemara. The Gemara continues in asking a question. The Gemara asked about why may a woman wear tefillin? It's considered, why a woman who wears a tabash yesh lechaisim is chayiv chatis, isn't it haitzah kalach yad? And as we just explained, the Gemara said, because b'isha gizbaris askinen. And then the Gemara went on to discuss Amar Rava, tiratzta isha. You've explained why a woman who wears a tabash yesh lechaisim would be chayiv. But ish, a man, if he wears a tabash ena lechaisim, ma'ik alameimer, why would it be considered that he's chayiv? El Amar Rava, pamim adam noisin ishtay tabash yesh lechaisim lelicha lekufsa. Since certain times a man gives his wife his ring to put it in the chest, umanichsa biyada, and she puts it on her finger, achim gas lekufsa, and vice versa, pamim sheisha noisenis labala. Sometimes a woman gives her husband tabash ena lechaisim, this tabasta doesn't have in it the emblem lelicha etzel umen l'saken, to take it to be repaired. Umanicha biyada atch megil etzel hais umen, and he puts it on his finger. So now the question is, how do we learn pshat in this Gemara? So the Gemara is saying that it's not considered haitzah kalach yad, because there are times that the man wears a tabash she'ena lachaisim, and there are times that the woman wears a tabash she'esh lachaisim. So the Mefarshim debate, how do we understand this Gemara? Are we to understand this Gemara since we can find a situation where a man puts on this ring when it's being taken for repair? We can find a situation where the woman puts on this ring when it's taken to be put in the chest. That is enough to make it be considered a normal situation of haitzah. That's one way of learning. But most Mefarshim learn that wouldn't be good enough, because for it to be considered a normal case of haitzah, as the Gemara said regarding gizbaris, it isn't just enough that it could happen, or that, or it happens by other people. It has to happen by you. So therefore, if this man indeed at times wears this ring to transport it for repair, at times this woman wears this ring, then and only then can it be considered a normal case of haitzah. But if it's not that I do it, that somebody else does it, that isn't enough to be considered a normal situation of haitzah. In counter distinction, to the case of a malbush, whereby a malbush or a tachshit, it's not defined by any one individual. What does that individual do or not do? Rather, it's defined by the population. And if it's considered a malbush for a segment of the population, it's enough to be considered a malbush for everyone else. Furthermore, in discussing what is considered a malbush, so the halacha is that anything that is part of what I'm wearing, anything that is attached to what I'm wearing, becomes part of the malbush. And therefore, for example, if people wear hats, and in the hat they put in a pin, or they put in a feather, certainly that may be considered in the category perhaps of a malbush. Even if it's not a malbush, the truth of the matter is it'll be in the category of a tachshit, so it would be mutter anyway. But the way we're explaining, and it becomes very clear in the Gemara, that anything that's attached to what I'm wearing is part of that beged. And actually, I think it's the Gemara says it, certainly the way the Ritva helps us understand that Gemara, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis says, Islay Mefrachya, Amr of Ashi, Hai Refuka, some sort of a coat. E Islay Mefrachya, if it has different Ritsuas, that different strings that attach to it, one shari may one wear it on Shabbos. Viloi, if they don't have those straps, usur, we have to be concerned if they're not attached properly, they'll come off, and you therefore may not wear them on Shabbos. And as the Ritva explains, when we speak about these ritsuas that are attached to a beged, we speak about ritsuas that are attached to the beged that are needed by the beged all of the time. In other words, they're there to tie they're the belt that you tie on all the time. And since they're there all the time, attached to the beged, the halacha is that one may wear such ritzus. And the reason this is such an important question is because the Paiskim discuss many coats, particularly, come with belts, and the belts have loops at a belt on the coat. So the loops certainly are part of the coat because those loops are sewn onto the coat or have a button with which they're connected to the coat. The question is, may one wear a belt and the belt is not tied? So, many Paiskim, the Chelkus Yaakov, and Chelik Beis, Simen, Kuf, Lamed, say that you're allowed to wear such a beged. Because since the belt is always kept in the coat, the belt becomes part of the coat. And since the belt becomes part of the coat, the halacha is that you're allowed to wear the coat even if the belt is not tied. There are Paiskim that take a little more of a strict opinion. The Mishnah Halachas in Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Ches, the Be'er Moshe in Chelek Gimel Simen Samech Dalet take a stricter opinion, but it's clear that most Paiskim are much more lenient, and the reason that they're lenient is because it's considered part of the coat, and since they're considered part of the coat, one may wear them on Shabbos. Taking this a step further is that many suits and coats come with reserve buttons that are sewn into the coat or into the suit, that one, if one of the buttons falls off, will have that extra button available to sew on to replace the lost button. And the question is, when I'm wearing that suit and I'm wearing that button, I don't need that button. I don't need that button. Right now, my suit has all the buttons on that it needs. So the question is, can I wear the suit with that extra button? So the Rivus of Ephraim in Chelek Dalid Simon Pei Zion quotes Rav Moshe, and as does the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi in Perik Yud Ches Ha'ora Kuf Lamed Aleph, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zichrono Livracha. Both of them take the opinion that you could wear that suit. Why? Because since it's attached to the suit and it's norm and it's always kept on the suit, that's the way the suit is made, so it becomes part of the suit. And particularly, as we'll speak about in a moment, it's because it's sewn onto the suit, it makes it even easier to feel that the Paiskim should take this lenient opinion. There are Paiskim that I saw, the Oznibru in Chelek Beis Simen Mem takes a different opinion. He says we have to look at the button. If the button has really no intrinsic value, the entire value of this button is only because it's there as a reserve for the suit, so certainly it becomes part of the suit and therefore may be worn together with the suit. But if it's not part of the suit, if it has an intrinsic value, so sometimes you'll have a very beautiful, expensive button, one should be more machmer. I do have to say that even though we quoted all of these paiskim that take this lenient approach, there are paiskim, the Rebbe Tzina Rav in Chelek Gimel Simen Samech Zayin takes a more strict approach, and he says since there's no need for this button on Shabbos, one should not wear a suit or a coat that has this extra button, even though it's sewn into it. Also, what comes up quite often is that people before Shabbos forget to remove from the suit the a tag that may have been there with the price, or a tag that might have been there from the cleaners. So here too, most Paiskim are more lenient, because since they're attached so well to the clothing, and it's not certainly a davar choshev, just a tag, it's considered that part of the beged, and even though there's no tzorich to the beged doesn't need that tag, since the halacha is that you could wear it. Where it becomes more of a question is where, if somebody leaves that tag on all of the time, it seems that the paiskim are very lenient. The question is, when somebody intended to take it off before Shabbos, and he forgot. So now, the fact that I forgot, the fact that I want to remove it, isn't that an indication that it shouldn't become part of the beged? And that is indeed a big question in the paiskim. There are paiskim, the Miches Yitzchak, in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamech Vav, who says that still, since they're so attached to the beged and they're not choshev, that is enough that it should not, that it should be considered part of the beged. There are machmirim that take the approach, the Tshuvas V'Nehogas in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Mem, who his approach is, since it was your intent to remove it from the beged, that makes it that it should not be considered part of the beged, and therefore you should not, even though it's so well attached. Where this question comes up also is where people have sewn onto their begodim, sewn onto the clothing, different emblems. And the question is, what is the halacha of those emblems? This question, Baruch Hashem, the way we're posing the question, regarding emblems that people wear on their clothing just because it helps, it makes, in their opinion, the clothing nicer. But of course we know that unfortunately in the history of the Jewish people, there have been different times that people had to wear emblems on the clothing because we were being persecuted, and part of our persecution We all have seen and read about the yellow star that the Jews had to wear in the time of World War II during the Holocaust and other times in our history. So the Or Zeruah already discusses this question, and he says when he was in France, there was, in his time, the Or Zeruah Zarishin, there was a decree that all Jews must wear clothing with emblems sewn onto them, identifying them as a Jew. And the question is, may such be worn? So the Ramah in Simon Shin Aleph Sif Chaf Gimel Paskins, Hagulim Hayirukim, Shagazra Malchus Shekol Yehudi Yisa Echem and B'Ksusoi, that every Jew has to wear, Mutal Tzis B'Shabbos. He says, Afilu Ein Tofa B'Bigdoi, Rak M'chuv Hashem Ktzas, even if it's not so well sewn on. And the reason is, because since he must wear it, and it's somewhat sewn on, the halacha is that you could wear it. When we speak about the emblem, however, that's worn voluntarily. So that comes back to the Gemara that was discussed on the Nun Ches Amun Aleph, and is actually discussed as well in the Shulchan Aruch, that in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Dalet, where the servants, the Gemara discussed, used to go out wearing different identification marks indicating that they were servants. And the Gemara differentiated between the emblems that the servants put on themselves versus the emblems that they were made to put on by their owner. The Gemara took a much more lenient approach, because if the owner makes you wear it, then it's much more of a, it's much more less likely that you're going to take it off. Furthermore, the Gemara differentiated between what type of material that symbol was made out of. If it will break, what will you do with it? But then the Gemara, at the end of the entire sugya on Daf Nun Ches Amun Aleph, said, Amamar, loy bezug shebet tzavaroi, the Eved may not walk with the emblem around his neck, avu yoytzu bezug shebet susoi, the one on his clothing. Ask the Gemara, zug shebet tzavaroi my loy, dilma mifsik vasa lasuye, because we're concerned that it'll come off and he may come to carry it. Ask the Gemara, if so, zug shebet susoi nami leichish, dilma mifsik vasa lasuye, maybe it's going to get disconnected. Answers the Gemara, Hachav Ma'iskinen, the Micha by Mumcha, where it was sewn on by an expert. And the Gemara says, Ukir Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, Dam Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shu Arug L'Gadlu. So Gemara is very clear in saying that if it's sewn on professionally, and the definition of professionally, the Paiskim say, is not specifically that it's done by a tailor versus done by someone else, but rather the professional, it means sewed it on, that it's sewn on wool that it won't normally fall off, the halacha is that you're allowed to wear it, you're allowed to walk out wearing it, because if it's sewn on well, we need not be concerned. And therefore, these emblems that are typically sewn on well certainly may be worn as part of the malgish. Certainly, the Paiskim also say, let's say someone has a coat, and the coat has a hood, and the hood is connected to the coat, and even though you're walking out on a day where it's sunny and not that cold, and it's therefore not likely that you're going to put on the hood, still, as we're learning now, the hood becomes part of the coat, and once the hood becomes part of the coat, the halacha is that you could wear the coat with the hood on it. That is certainly also why the halacha is that you're allowed to wear a talis with tzitzis, because the tzitzis are certainly very much part of the talis. But therefore, if you're wearing a talis that has on it pasul tzitzis, So there the halacha already changes. And the Mishnah Berurah already in Hilchot Tzitzis discusses this. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Ches and the Bi'ah Halacha, the very Masko Vedatoy, says that you're not allowed to wear such tzitzis. Because the tzitzis that are kosher don't become bottled to the beggar at that time. Because I'm not talking now about Hilchot Tzitzis, how you could walk out with a beged that doesn't have kosher tzitzis. I'm talking about Hilchot Shabbos now, and as far as Hilchot Shabbos is concerned, you would not be allowed to walk out because the other tzitzis are considered part of this beged. They're only considered as part of the beged when they are, they're only considered part of the beged when you're wearing kosher tzitzis. The Paiskim, however, make a number of points. That's why the Paiskim say that on Shabbos, one should be more careful to wear tzitzis, that there is no question on mechuyev and tzitzis. Because only when there's certainly a chiyev to wear those tzitzis, does that become a malbush. But if I'm wearing a beged that may not have a chiyev tzitzis, so maybe that isn't considered a beged. And therefore, if it's not a malbush, it becomes a masui. And as we've been learning, a masui one may not even wear on Shabbos. And as we discussed earlier, not only would it be a masui, but since it's worn in its normal fashion, it would be chayv deraisa, it would not be considered haitzah kalacha yad. And that is why the halacha is, that particularly on Shabbos, if one is going to walk in a place where there is no Erev, he should be careful to check his the tzitzis, both the Talis Katan and the Talis Gadol, that the tzitzis are kosher. Interestingly, even though we know there's a famous Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rosh and Rambam, how to understand the halacha of Laila Lav's Man tzitzis, that at night we don't have to wear tzitzis. And according to some Rishonim, the opinion is, the pshat is that at night one is never obligated to wear tzitzis. So now the question is, how could one wear tzitzis if he walks out Friday night? The halacha is that since this is considered, going back to what we discussed earlier in the shiur, since this is considered a malbush, a talis or talis cotton with kosher tzitzis certainly is considered a malbush, and once it's in the category of a malbush, it may be worn on Shabbos under all circumstances. Just to discuss the halacha of a button, if one has a button on his clothing, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoy in Perek Yud Ches Sif Mem discusses this halacha. If one has a button on his clothing and it's getting detached and now it's hanging, so now we have a question, he says, if such a hanging button may be worn on Shabbos. Because when do we say, he suggests, that the button becomes part of the beged? The button only becomes part of the beged when the button can be used normally. But if I have a button that's hanging and I'm not using it, and it's just hanging there so I should be able to reaffix it after Shabbos, that may not be bottled to the beged, and he's not sure if one may wear such a beged on Shabbos in a Rosh Hashanah.